Hi, I'm here at the Hive Collab in Kampala, and I'm talking to Daniel Nangaka, who is one of the software developers here. Hi, Daniel.
Hi.
I understand that you were in a water hackathon and you've been developing an application. Can you tell me a bit about that, please?
Yeah, I've been developing the Wash Reporter, which stands for Water, Sanitation and Hygiene application, which is a crowdsourcing application to get feedback from the public about the different crises they face in water, health, and their hygiene, since these are one of the key components of the people. Exactly.
And how is this application going at the moment?
Currently, the application is just trying to move on, and we are able to get reports, and so far we have over 200 reports coming in from the public, whereby they're reporting different instances. And currently, the analysis says that most of the reports that are coming in are based on water, since water is a challenge and is needed. Actually, there's also a campaign that is going on for safe water for all, but we haven't yet started implementing it very well. Yeah.
What are your plans for the future of this application?
One thing is that we want this application to reach out to different people, especially the rural people, because the people are not able to submit reports because they cannot access the internet. And we're also developing the mobile application such that they can use their mobile phones to send alerts about the different crises regarding to water, sanitation and hygiene.
That's fantastic. And I was also wondering what support do you think is necessary to support software developers and the tech community in Kampala? What do you think is needed?
One thing, the software developers, they have a very big challenge in starting up their applications. They develop their applications, but they keep them on the shelves. But the people do not get to know how applications have been developed. So they need to get the business unit into the application, and they need to also get legal issues to spread out about how their software can be incorporated in together with the laws of the country. And furthermore, they need to showcase their applications. When they showcase the applications, then they are able, the people are aware that the applications have been developed, and these are working applications, so they can start using them immediately, rather than just keeping them. So the tech community has to be spread out to different people, such that they're not just simply confined to individuals, but to the public, because they are for the people, they are not for individuals. Yes.
This makes sense, and I understand also there's issues with connectivity and space. Can you tell me a bit more about that?
Yes. Software developers, most of them, after completing their courses, they go back and sit in their homes, and they lack where to work from. But then, with the Hive Collab, we're trying to give them space, despite that the fact that sometimes the space is inadequate, and the people come up. And internet is one of the key issues that is needed. Internet, there is no software developer who cannot work without the internet. The internet is necessary, of which that is one of the biggest challenges being faced by software developers in Uganda, generally. And if they are granted this connectivity and their workspace, that means that they can do more productive work as far as application development is concerned.
And one final question for you, Daniel. Have you found the Hive Collab helpful for your work?
Yes. The Hive Collab has played a very important role as far as the space that I'm using, the connectivity. It's very important because I'm able to spread out and reach out to different people through social media, and at the same time I'm able to refer to the internet for the application that I'm developing at the time. And in case I'm stuck, I cannot get stuck. Furthermore, since this is a home for developers, it is a home that, if you're not a developer, you'll feel out of place. So, with that, I have the opportunity to interact with different developers, consult, and get more knowledge regarding to where I'm having challenges, which I cannot find when I'm out of the Hive.
Thank you so much, Daniel. And I understand you are going for some mobile training in Nairobi later today, which is very exciting. So I wish you the best of luck with that.
Thank you very much. Actually, this is one of the biggest achievements I've achieved. And I'm very grateful for that.
It's very
exciting.
I'll be
there for 4 months at the MLab.
Oh, fantastic. Sounds brilliant. Do let me know how that goes.
Yeah, sure. I will keep you updated.
All the best.
Thank you.